Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli, Daf Chav Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph at the Mishnah. Misha Hayeroish Veruba Besukkah Beshulchan Besech Abayis, Peshame Poisin Abisil Machshir. And if a person's head and most of his body were in the Sukkah, but his table was in the house, Peshame say it's invalid, and Besil say it's valid. Amu Besil Beshame, Maase Shahochu Zikne Beshame, Zikne Besil, Vaketh Yerichon Chironi. Umatsu Roisha Burubai Basuka Bashukhan Basekha Bayas. Beisilo said to Beishamai, once the elders of Beishamai and Beisilo visited Yochanan ben Achoironi on Sukkot and found him sitting with his head and most of his body inside the Sukkah and his table inside the house, and they didn't object. Amulahen Beishamai Meshamraya Afin Amulai Imkacha Yisan Loiki Yamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. Beishamai respond, this is not a proof, as in fact they did say to him, if you've always behaved this way, you've never performed the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara says, "Leisof davar shulchanay lafilu kadei shulchanay." The Gemara says, even if his table is not actually inside the house, but he is sitting in the sukkah and there's an open space in his house in front of him, which is the size of his table, they shall may say that it's invalid, as he might move into the house. Kamu kadei shulchanay tefach. How long is the size of his table? It's a tefach. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, Rabbi Aivu bar Nagri, Haven Yisivin, Amin. Taninan Acha Shahoidu Mi Shahoidu Lemi. Beishamai Lebeisilo, Abeisilo Lebeishamai. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi and Rav Aivu bar Nagri were sitting and they said, we've learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Trumos, Beishamai and Beisilo disagree when a Sar of Tamei Truma fell into 100 Sar of Tahor Truma. Beishamai prohibited and Beisilo permitted. After they agreed, Rav Ezra said, etc. Now, who agreed to whom? Did Beishamai agree to Beisilo or vice versa? They said, let's go out of the Beis Medrash and learn the answer from the Amoraim who are not here. Benafkum b'shamun, Rav Chizkiah, Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rav Yehuda, ben Levi, v'matzanu shehoidu b'shamai lebeis Hillel ela b'davar zeh bilvad. They went outside and heard Rav Chizkiah quoting Rav Acha, quoting Rav Yehuda ben Levi, as saying that this is the only case in which we find that Beis Shammai retracted and agreed to Beis Hillel. Rav Chuna, B'shem Rav Avya Masnisa Am Makain. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav Avya, said that there is a brisa that teaches this. Ham Amar Mikli Lekli Renogat Ful Yoyim Bekiluach Im Yesh Bayale Be'echad Omer. One who is pouring Truma from vessel to vessel and a Ful Yoyim touch the stream, only the stream is Tamei, and this is the case of Tamei Truma mixing with Tahor Truma, and it will be permitted if it is 101 parts Tahor to 1 part Tamei. Im Teima Beis Hillel Hoidu Le Beis Shammai Shlo Tale Man Tana Hocha Tale Lo Beis Hillel Le Beis Shammai. So we have a proof that if you say that Beis Hillel agree to Beis Shammai, that the Tamei Truma is not allowed and the mixture is prohibited, who is the Tana here who says that the Tamei Truma is permitted? It's neither Beis Hillel nor Beis Shammai. And this therefore proves that Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel. Amar of Idi Nema Beis Hillel Shonu Oysa Ad Shiloi Hoidu Lahem Beis Shammai. Rav Idi rejects that and says, no, we could say that Beis Hillel taught it before they retracted. Amar of Yosef Masnisa Amakein Ach Shehoidu Rav Leza Oime Tirum V'Tisarif Rav Leza Lo Shmaisihu. Rav Yosef brought a proof that, and he says, no, the Mishnah in Trumas itself proves that Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel. After they agreed, Rav Leza said Trumas should be separated and burned, the Mishnah said. Was Rav Leza not a student of Beis Shammai, and he said that one should separate Trumas? And this proves that Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel, as Beis Shammai originally would have held they must all be burned. Am Rav Chinana Masnisa Amakein Acha Shehoidu Eilu Le'eilu Tale. And the second proof, says Rabbi Chanina, is it's clear from the Mishnah that Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel. As if it were the opposite, the Mishnah could not have continued with the dispute between Rabbi Eleazar and the Chachamim. Beis Shammai Mesalkin Lein Ve'inun Moedei Lein. The Gemara asks that, but surely Beis Shammai questioned Beis Hillel and there was no response. And this seems to prove that Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai. Amar Rabbi Avun Tshuva Acheres Yeshkan Ka'adadatani Rabhoshia. Rav Avon says, no, Beis Hillel has a different reasoning from that which is mentioned in the Mishnah, as the Brisa of Rehoshua teaches, Ma im tahirashu ba'avon misa etzo zorim harihi oila, tmeyashi vasei etzo kahanim lekol shekein. If Truma Tahira, which is stringent and is punishable with death from heaven if a non-Kohen eats it, can be annulled in the mixture, then Truma Tmeya, which involves the mere negation of a positive mitzvah if a Kohen eats it, certainly will become annulled and permitted. The Gemara asks a general question, and what merit did Beis Hillel have that the halacha is established like him? Am Rav Yehuda bar Pazi shahayu makdimin divrei Beis Shammai divrei hem, v'lo'ayla shahayu royin divrei Beis Shammai v'choizim bahem. The answer of Yehuda Ber Pazi gives us that in relating a dispute with Beis Shammai, they would first express the opinion of Beis Shammai, and there are occasions when they actually retracted and agreed with Beis Shammai. Heisiv Rabbi Simon Bar Zavda Koimi Rabbi Ila Oinema Tanaya Chamson Sovon Minin Vakadmun Vahatani Masa Shalcha Zikne Beis Shammai Vzikne Beis Hillel Vakeh Es Yoichan Achironi. The Gemara asks, how do you know that Beis Hillel would first express the opinion of Beis Shammai? Perhaps it was the Tanna who related the opinion of Beis Shammai before Beis Hillel, since they were older, as we find in the story that we had. Ne'ma zikneinu ziknechem. Answer is that if that was so, the discussion would have been related in second person by saying our elders and your elders, not in third person that the elders of Shammai and the elders of Hillel. Am Reb Zera, Reb Huna b'shem Rav, halacha k'Beis Shammai. Reb Zera and Reb Huna, quoting Rav, said that in our Mishnah the halacha follows Beis Shammai. Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, B'Shem Rav, Mimath Shesilka Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel, Hadar Amar Halacha K'Divreihem. Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, quoting Rav, said that from the fact that Beis Shammai questioned Beis Hillel in the Mishnah without a response, this shows that Halacha follows Beis Shammai. And now we come to the next Mishnah. Noshim Ba'avodim V'Ketanim Paturim Min HaSukkah. Women, slaves, and children are exempt from Sukkah. Kol Cotton Chain is Sukkah Imoy Chayev B'Sukkah. A child that does not need his mother is obligated in Sukkah. Masa Shayalda Kalasa Shall Shammai Hazokain Upiris Esama Ziva Mesicha Gabi Amita Bishila Cotton. There was a story of the daughter in law of Shammai who gave birth. Shammai removed the roofing over the baby's crib and laid tzrach for the baby above his head. The Gemara says Ezu Cotton, who is considered a child that's exempt? The base of Yanai Amikoshu Sakhli Moshitukancheo. The first answer is from the house of Yanai. And he said, the Hasu B'Yanai said, a child who needs his mother to wipe him when he relieves himself is too young to be chayv in the midst of the sukkah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kol Shu Neir Meshinasa V'Koyu Ima. Rabbi Yochanan says, a different answer, he says, a child who wakes up and calls for his mother. Tanu V'Hoyshe Cotton Chain Nesach Le'imoy Chayv V'Sukkah V'Yodze Be'Iruva Shel Imoy. Rabbi Yochanan brought from Abaisa, a child who does not need his mother is obligated in sukkah and may accompany his mother using the Iruva that she made for herself.